love is not the same as like. We like people who have similar tastes. We like people who are nice. But we are obligated to love.
Elizabeth Elliot says, Hollywood's notion of love is millions of miles from the slightest comprehension of what the love of God is all about. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of Quest for Love and Love Has a Price Tag. Here's Elizabeth.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about the grace of forgiveness. On Monday, I gave you that beautiful hymn, Marvelous Grace of Our Loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's Mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilt. And the chorus ends with the words, grace that is greater than all our sin. How well I remember when my husband Addison Leach was dying of cancer. He was at home, and during those last couple of weeks, I've forgotten how many times he said to me, Elizabeth, do you really believe God can forgive my sins? Now, my husband had given the most beautiful sermon on grace that I had ever heard. And here he was, as though he didn't know anything at all about grace. He said, do you really think God can forgive my sins? He had an overwhelming sense of responsibility because he knew the Bible. He knew God. He had walked with God for years. He was a theologian. He was a professor. He was a preacher. He had written 8 books. And as I said, he had given the greatest sermon I had ever heard on grace. And he was so conscious of his sins and of having to meet the Lord very soon that he just kept asking me for reassurance. Can he really forgive my sins? And I said to him, darling, do you believe that your particular set of sins could exhaust the eternal grace of God? And that seemed to satisfy him for a little while, and then a few days would go by, and he would ask me the question the same again. Perhaps there's someone today who wonders the same thing. Is there enough grace to forgive my sins? The answer is yes. Yes, there is. And God wants us to forgive each other's sins, too. How negligible they are compared with the multitude and the magnitude of our sins against God. Now, what can we do? We talked yesterday about forgiving other people, which involves a laying down of my own will, a laying down of my feelings of resentment and bitterness and anger, a laying down even of that secret desire for the pleasure of receiving an apology. Wouldn't you love to have that person come crawling and say, you were right and I was wrong? Well, we lay down the right to an apology. We lay down all our own rights. We lay down the desire for vindication. We want not only to be right, but we want to be known as being right. Leave it with God. We lay down the pleasure of the other person's humiliation, and we keep no accounts of evil. It says in 1 Corinthians 13, love keeps no records of wrong. Are you anything like me? If my husband offends me, I have a little list in my memory of other things that he has done along the same line. And I want to read that account of evil to him. Don't do it, God says to me. Don't do it. Forget about it. Love keeps no account of evil. And I must bring every thought under obedience to Jesus Christ. My brother Phil Howard was a missionary in Northwest Territory for many years. And at one time, he was asked to be the director of the mission. He didn't really want that job, but he was praying about whether or not he should say yes. And he learned that there was a certain other person in the mission who wanted the job. And to his utter amazement, he received a form letter in the mail written by that other person trying to destroy my brother Phil's character, trying to malign him in such a way to the constituency and the supporters and the missionaries in such a way that he would not be wanted as the director of the mission. Well, how would you feel if you got a letter like that? Well, that's just the way Phil felt. But he did the right thing. He did what Hezekiah did in the Old Testament, and he took the letter and he spread it before the Lord. And he got down on his knees and he read it in the Lord's presence. And then he said, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I reject all wrong responses to this letter. And then he took it to his wife and they prayed that prayer together. And he said, you know, God completely washed my mind clean of thoughts about that other man. Well, the end of the story is interesting. The other man succeeded in doing nothing but discounting his own credibility, destroying his own credibility by the letter that he wrote about my brother. And so he was not voted into the position. I can't even remember whether my brother was voted into the position or whether he declined or what happened, but that's not the point of the story. The point is that when something unforgivable happens, the right response is to spread it before the Lord and say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I reject all wrong reactions. What can I do positively for or to the person who has wronged me? Let me give you four things which I think will help. Number one, if he asks forgiveness, then forgive him at once. We are asking God to forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. How do we forgive those who trespass against us? It should be completely, instantly, and gladly. That is certainly the way that we want God to forgive our trespasses. Completely, instantly, gladly. So when we pray, forgive me my trespasses as I forgive my brother his trespasses, what we are declaring to God is our willingness to receive from God the measurement, the same measure of forgiveness that we are willing to mete out to the person who has sinned against us. So if he asks forgiveness, forgive. B, if he doesn't ask forgiveness, forgive him anyway. But make this a private transaction with God. I don't think you need to go to the person and say, well, you know, you really did sin against me, or 5 years ago you did such a nasty thing that I've been hating you for all these 5 years. I really don't think you need to do that. I think a private transaction with God is the best thing, because if you go to the person who has not asked for forgiveness, you're really extorting an apology, aren't you? You're reminding him that you have been carrying unforgiveness, and you have now come to him to forgive him. Well, maybe he had no idea that you were carrying unforgiveness. Maybe he had no idea even that he had hurt you. So why tell him? Talk to God. A private transaction with God. Forgive the person. The third thing, and this is straight out of the Bible, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you. Three things right there. Pray for him. Love him. Do good to him. Will you pray for him? Do you think you can love him? Well, probably not, humanly speaking. But as soon as you make up your mind to will to love him, God's grace will be there. God's love will be poured through you to that person, and God will show you how to love him. Love is not the same as like. Don't get them confused. Like is purely a matter of taste and temperament. We like people who have similar tastes. We like people who are nice. But we are obligated to love our enemies. And the last thing, ask for grace to treat that person as if nothing had ever happened. And one thing that I pray for when I pray for the people who have offended me is, Lord, help me to stand with Christ for her. I put myself, Lord, on your side. Help me to stand with you for her and not with Satan, the adversary, against her. Now, I'm sure I'm speaking to people today who have been abused many, many years ago. Do you pray, forgive us our trespasses as I forgive that person who abused me? How about you who have been abandoned by a spouse, a wife, or a husband, or abandoned by parents? Can you pray, "Forgive me my trespasses as I forgive my wife, my husband, my parents"? Forgive me my trespasses as I forgive the person who divorced me. Forgive me my trespasses as I forgive the one who cheated me. Forgive me my trespasses as I forgive the one who lied about me. There's a lot of sentimental talk about God forgiving because he is love. God is so holy that he cannot forgive. God can only destroy forever the thing that is unlike him. The atonement, that is the work that Jesus did for us on the cross, does not mean that God forgives a sinner and allows him to go on sinning and receiving forgiveness. It means that God saves the sinner, helps him to stop the sin, and turns him into a saint. Well, that is a long process, isn't it? But he does give us a new heart, new life, his own redeeming life, his own power, in order that we may become like him in loving and forgiving. But the basis, let's never forget this, is the cross. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. But the blood of Jesus, the good news is, can wash away all our sin.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.